Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back to the Chad Hartman Show here on a Monday, 5/19, Memorial Day on deck this weekend.
And wow.
Just, what?
You're done, Chad. She's got it.
I meant then you transition.
Oh! Then you didn't want me to do the intro to your own show.
You can. Go ahead.
That's weird. Okay, I'm sorry.
There's a thing called...
No, go ahead. You go. Keep going, and then you introduce the music.
Okay. All right.
Here we go. Coming down in 3, 2, and 1.
There you go. You hit it. Properly rated.
Rated in the Chad Hartman Show. Come on, Lindsay. Live here on
CEO.
Call or text 651. Not right now. 61. Not working. I know you're shocked.
Join the fun. Oh, my goodness. That was hysterical. In my life, I am proud of you, Lindsay. You just took the bull.
That was
you
not
took the horn.
What was intent?
The bull by the horn.
I'm sorry.
No apology. Would you like to go? I'm going to give you the opportunity. Would you like to go first, second, or third?
I'll go third because that's the number that starts with my favorite number.
Wow.
Yes.
Oh, she wrote it down.
Jen. Note cards are my thing.
Yeah. Mm. What would you like to go, Susie? Second or first?
I'll go first. That's sort of the way we roll.
That's the way we roll, but Lindsay's running the show. I like it. No, I mean it.
She is something else. She's a whippersnapper.
She's very good.
She's a spark.
She's got a cough towel, too. I've never heard of a cough towel. She's brought a cough towel in.
My sister had that when she was pregnant. Like she spit into it. Because, you know,
Lindsay, do you have any big news for us? Susie's hinting that maybe there's some
absolutely not any possibility.
Maybe the immaculate conception.
They would not choose me for that.
Nope.
That could surprise us.
Never can tell.
All right, Susan K., are you going to start with how you've rearranged the
kitchen? No.
Green room in the kitchen?
You know, I'm so crabby, so I'm trying to think of things for overrated, overrated.
If you just want to go, all overrated, that's fine.
No, I was going to say one thing underrated is a nice new haircut. I got a haircut.
I think it looks nice.
Thank you.
Lindsay ripped it off here.
Did she?
Yeah. Right when you left.
She's like, "What is? Does she even try?" In the
between us, Chad.
Yeah.
Right.
In the dark, I think was the term she used. I like it.
Thank you.
And you got the jean jacket going, too?
Yeah, I thought I'd be warm enough, but golly, this weather's irritating.
May.
Makes
get
me
out of
crabby.
Here. Yeah.
I'm done with May.
The jean jacket is very popular right now.
It's a nice piece.
It's always been out there, but it's more, Lindsay, you with me?
Yeah, it's very Chessy from The Parent Trap back in the day.
Okay.
I'm feeling a vibe.
Nice.
Welcome, supporting.
But I'm seeing them everywhere right now. Going out, you're seeing a lot of, you're on the cutting edge, Susie.
Like with a dress, a gal will wear a nice sundress and put a jean jacket.
There you go. Boom.
Yeah. So anyway, I was getting my hair cut and I said to her, this is the first time I've ever been there.
Where'd you go?
It's called Salon George in St. Paul on Raymond. Got it because I like to say I won a silent auction item for a haircut. Raising money for fentanyl-free communities, my new organization.
I was a little worried if you were going to say raising money for fentanyl.
No.
Just stop right there.
No, nope. There was a more to the sentence.
Yeah. Fentanyl-free community. That's great.
It was good. We had a nice night. But anyway, so I go there, and I've never had her as a stylist.
How confident are you going to someone?
Ooh, a little bit nervous.
There are a lot of females in my life who would never ever think about doing what you just did.
I know. It was a risky move. But she looked at it, and she's like, you know what? I can see sort of what was going on before, and I can kind of just stay along the same line. She probably took an inch and a half off. But my favorite part of a haircut is getting my hair washed.
Oh. How about the, do you get a little scalp massage?
Yes. I mean, it's the most amazing.
How about the, did they put the towel on the face?
It wasn't that fancy.
Okay.
But it was spectacular, and the cut was good, and I'm happy with it, and I feel good about that. Even though I cannot put my finger on why I'm crabby. I'm trying to decide, am I taking too much Diet Coke? Am I, you know, what is it? You know, caffeine. What am, why am I sort of...
Lindsay, what are you drinking over there? What do you have?
Oh, I'm on my second Diet Coke of the day, but I'm scared that the bubbles are going to disrupt my throat, so I'm sticking mostly to water. But it's here just in case I need a little pick-me-up.
She's got bubble apprehension going right now.
I just want this to go
well. Is that really Diet Coke?
You already just opened the show for Chad, which is fabulous.
Let's turn that towards me.
What does it say?
They it all is have indeed been... Diet Coke with the name Aaliyah on it.
Oh.
Oh, okay. I got
now
it.
Now the new deals, got they got the names back.
Yeah. I got it. Right. Well, okay. God, I'd love to open the text because it's very... Why is Susie Jones crappy?
Oh, that would be such a great line.
Is it family?
It could be kind of a multifaceted crappy in that sometimes when a lot of things are happening at the same time and things are a little off kilter, a little unbalanced.
How about Brad Lane? Is it Brad Lane?
No, he's fine. Yeah. It works fine.
Yeah, it works fine.
Yeah, at work doesn't get my goat.
There's nobody in the newsroom who's bugging you right now?
No.
Yeah?
Not particularly.
Kids?
They're fine.
Yeah.
So
your mom, you've threatened to punch your mom during this segment before.
Well, yesterday we kind of had a knockdown yesterday.
Oh, what was it about?
Her opinion on everything.
Okay. Give me a couple examples.
Well, she believes as a certified nurse practitioner and a nurse since 1952.
Thank you.
That she can offer up her advice on medical issues that should be followed to the T. So if
regarding she, you.
Anybody. Yeah. This was another member of the family, but she had a list. And my other sibling didn't think much of that.
Didn't
list.
Care for that.
No.
List.
But instead, we don't fight her anymore. We look at each other and we go.
You roll the eyes.
Yes.
You roll the eyes.
And then we talk about her when in the driveway.
Or on the radio show. Where do you mainly talk about people who drive you nuts? On the radio show, the driveway.
In my car.
Car.
I do a lot of that.
Yeah. I do a lot of talking to myself.
Yeah, me too.
Lindsay, do you talk to yourself much?
Constantly.
Constantly.
Outside, like, of your brain? Like, do you do it with your mouth or do you just talk to yourself in your brain? Because you can have two different.
Both?
Yes.
I do both.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problem just speaking out loud to myself, too.
Well, get downtown. There's a lot of people having nice, loud conversations.
Oh, so you're suggesting something.
I'm saying.
I think she's suggesting some treatment rather soon.
No, no.
Not the first.
Do you want to get out there and enjoy
life
at its best?
Oh, I was in downtown St. Paul. That's going to be a part of my overrated.
Downtown St. Paul.
Yeah. Well, I'll just give you one right now. I'll just jump in on one.
Why not?
Friday night, Meritage, just phenomenal.
Is it a French restaurant?
It's one of the two or three greatest restaurants we have in the state of Minnesota.
Where is it? What
Russell
street?
Klein is a genius. It's right next to the St. Paul Hotel, right in the heart. It's been there for a long time. It is exquisite.
Mm.
They hit a home run every time.
So it's underrated. Much better.
I think if you don't know about it.
I don't know about
it. It's underrated. But I think if you're in the know, if you're a foodie, and I'm fully a foodie, it's properly rated and it lives up to the hype. Where's Susie K stand on oysters?
Not a fan. I tried one once on a date and I spit it out and he said that was a $12 spit.
Yep. Okay. Just leave that out there for the audience. Leave that. Put a little sauce on there. Put a little horseradish. Fantastic. A little Denver sole. A little chicken. Meritage is spectacular. Should we pause here?
Why not?
Yeah. Because you're just kind of dancing around yours. You're mad for some reason, but we don't know why.
And I'm anxious. I got.
Do you need a couple days off? Is that what you
mean?
Oh,
I think I do.
Yeah.
If I told you I'm off tomorrow and the next day, would you be shocked?
I wouldn't care about Wednesday because we don't have a show. I care about tomorrow because we're here.
Yeah, and guess what I'm doing? Should I tell you? I'm judging awards for the Minnesota Broadcasters Association. So in the old days, you would get...
This counts as...
Should I tell you? I'm judging awards for the Minnesota Broadcasters Association. So in the old days, you would get...
This counts as a vacation day?
Yep, I'm taking it because I get paid to do it. So now I'm making money. Anyway, it's you judge award entries, and this is we are judging award entries for the state of Nebraska. So you go into a room and you listen to radio reports and you judge them 1, 2, or 3, and then they win a fabulous award.
What a scam this is. My God. Lindsay, does this sound like a scammer? I'm willing to do that, too.
No, I think it's very legitimate. Thank you for donating. Well, I guess you're not donating
your
donating,
time. I'm not donating, no.
Donating your day off. Oh, you're choosing to not take vacation and make more money.
No, she's getting a vacation time and cash.
Well, she could be on her couch.
I don't think this is quite Mother Teresa time here. Let's calm down. Good luck to Nebraska. That's all I have to say.
I'm not working with the lepers.
Overrated continues in moments on CCO.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, I'm going next. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Unfortunately, the techs not working right now. They should work soon, though, so we'll let you know when that comes back into the equation. Lindsay picked third, so I'm going second. The Preakness. I didn't see it live, but I saw the replay afterwards. This comeback the journalism made was unbelievable. Now, too many people are trying to turn it into a metaphor for everyday life and journalism, and I'm not quite going there, but when that horse looks like he has zero chance to win and somehow comes away after the jockeys are elbowing each other, just spectacular. Take a look at it. Quentin.
Ah.
Glasses. The cost of glasses. My God, let's all get into the glasses business. They're not cheap.
No.
They are not cheap in any way. A standing ovation at Cannes. It's now overrated because every other story I see, and I'm sure some of the movies are spectacular, but some are just okay, or some aren't that good. Somebody gets a six-minute standing ovation. Then they get a seven-minute standing ovation. Then they get a nine-minute standing ovation. Who should ever get a nine-minute standing ovation? Maybe you for rearranging the kitchen area and moving the microwave and all that stuff.
But, into the green room.
That seems to be a bit too much for me. Rory McIlroy, who I'm Team Rory, but Rory's playing in his first major since he completed the Grand Slam without Tiger. He's the face of golf. He's not the best player in golf. That's Scotty, and showed it again yesterday. But Rory is the face because he's been around so long. He's been so visible on so many issues. He came up short so many times at the Grand Slam. He won it. Everybody's euphoric. Rory does not have a good PGA, which happens. His driver is disqualified, and this happens reasonably often.
Really?
Where the face, after so many drives and contact with the face, it's so thin, it reaches a line where when they have the USGA test like a third of the field, they eliminate a number of drivers. Scottie Scheffler, who won it, also had his driver eliminated. But here's my point. Rory didn't talk to the media Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. That is so weak. You are just coming off the Grand Slam. Your visibility, this driver situation where I can see you're kind of intrigued. Answer some questions. The people in golf are like, calm down, no big deal. But a lot of people don't realize that. And to avoid, when he's always talking about accountability and responsibility and transparency, this is not the first time Rory has run from the media. And I was, he deserves to be ripped.
Disappointed.
Oh, he deserves to criticize. I'm more than disappointed. Show up.
Especially if you're going to tout it. Say it's a thing.
And he's walked away from before. Now, here's a contrast. Here's John Rahm, who was right in the middle of it. He's making a great comeback. He ties Scheffler, and at one point, he's got about a 20-footer, I think, on 13 to take the lead. He would then later unravel. Scottie played great. They call this the green mile, the last three holes. He struggled. He doesn't win. And he's going to expand on it. Here is the right way to meet the media and approach something when you came so close to winning your third major. And it's a good philosophy, really, for all of us in life. Here's John Rahm.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen.
Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Nails it.
Oh.
Just really, really good.
Eloquent.
Listen, he's an ASU grad. I mean, you shouldn't be surprised. Colin Jost and Michael Che just most likely ended their run as the greatest weekend update anchor duo ever.
Mm.
I think they're brilliant. I think they're hysterical. The belief is by a lot of people that they're both leaving. Maybe Jost run the whole thing. But their last run was fantastic, including when they exchanged the jokes and they have to read each other's jokes. Hilarious, uncomfortable. Huge fan of what they've done. All right, Lindsay, we got about 3 minutes or so.
Ooh,
what do you got?
Speed round, speed tour. Okay.
Maybe even four. Go ahead.
Maybe even four. All right. Well, I'll just take my time then. Allergy medicines and tonics. I'm not sure where they're rated because I'm not sure if they're actually working. As you all know, I have a cough towel with me today, and I haven't been coughing that much, so I've been very impressed. But I'm on a regimen of Claritin, Benadryl, Flonase, Tylenol, and ibuprofen.
How many are you on?
There's five there.
Did you drive?
I did drive here.
Okay.
I did. And I got over in my lane plenty early.
Why don't you leave the car here and get an Uber?
Yeah. Not in this economy, Chad. Absolutely not.
Might be a bit much.
Yeah, I can't take an Uber and make all the stops that I need to do to get all of my items to bring to the show.
Like more allergy
my
medication.
Diet Coke. No, this is my bottled Diet Coke, but overrated, underrated, properly rated pop from a soda fountain. I think there is a peak. It is called McDonald's Diet Coke, and then there's a hierarchy of Diet Cokes below it. But just from a fountain standpoint, how do you guys feel?
Ugh.
I love Diet
Pepsi.
Coke.
Yeah, so much
I'm gonna
better.
Put it in my tombstone. They're going to bury a
bottle
case.
Can or fountain.
I like fountain just on a road trip.
Yeah. Sign me up for Guantanamo.
So you're okay
instead.
With the gas station Diet Cokes. Like anytime. That's for me in a pinch.
Yeah.
But I'm going to Mickey D's if I can.
I just want to go to McDonald's.
Cubes
right now.
On crushed ice are the right way to go.
Crushed is very underrated.
Crushed ice is very good.
You get that at Quick Trip.
Don't waste it with Diet Coke, though. Blech.
What's your soda then?
Pepsi.
First of all, it's pop. Let's go.
I know. I had to go undercover when
it's
I was
Pepsi
on the stage. I'm
and
sorry.
A can.
Pepsi in a can. I go to this certain store in the Skyway, has them, and I occasionally shower Chad with love and go get him a can of
a token of friendship.
I think she's bought me one in 15 years. So let's.
Well, I mean, a gift is a gift. It's an everlasting gift.
Not much of a
like the gobstopper.
That's the showers before Trump turned the water back on.
Oh boy, the showers and Trump. Let's not get into that too deeply. Speaking of showers, overrated, underrated, properly rated. Austin Matthews, the Toronto Maple Leafs lost another game 7
They're
in their
jokers,
home building. They are. You know, Steve Thompson over the weekend was trying to tell me that this is the year. I'm like, you're out of your mind. Nothing has changed. And Austin Matthews, who is their captain, only had one goal in the series, three assists and or three in total in the playoffs. He's a regular season assassin, but they've only won one playoff series in basically the last 15 years, and certainly through this entire core four with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Where are you on Austin
Matthews?
Yeah,
they've blown it repeatedly.
Excellent. I'm glad that we confirmed that with you, Chad. And then finally, weighted blankets. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Overrated.
Come, what?
Wow.
Overrated.
Oh,
you don't like them.
Did you like I said that? Overweighted. Yeah, no, I don't want a lot of head. No.
I get claustrophobic.
I was told they would solve all my issues. I've got a lot of issues. So, I mean, it's tough.
I'm sure the blanket could help. It kind of presses your body down and it calms itself.
Oh, good. It feels like I'm having a giant bear lay on top of me and I'm suffocating. Wow, let me sleep now.
I'll give you my cough towel. Maybe
I mean,
help.
No, keep that cough towel over there, too. All right.
That medical list, list of medications was something.
500-pound weight laying on your chest. Night-night. Don't think so. Thank you, Susie.
Yes.
Joe Biden and his cancer diagnosis. That's next. Yeah, this is one of those topics where, again, the text would work, but we're not going to avoid it. Joe Biden, the news comes out yesterday, has an advanced form of prostate cancer. It's at a point where it has metastasized into his bones. And I hope your first thought, and you're certainly allowed to go any way you want, it's just my personal opinion, which I offer up here, and you don't have to agree with. I hope your first thought was, I wish you the best. You can think he's a crazy lefty, never was up for the job, lying the whole time, whatever it might be. Biden, crime family, go for all of it. But I hope your default, unless we're talking about the worst of us, is if you find out someone has cancer, that you wish them the best. To Donald Trump's credit, when I first saw a story about Trump's tweet, was I wary? Sure I was. But it was a dignified, classy, appropriate comment towards Joe Biden and his wife. Let's also get to the reality of what is going on in another part of his life that doesn't matter in any way compared to an advanced cancer diagnosis. You've had multiple books come out questioning his competency, really at all parts of his presidency. The one drawing the most attention drops when? Tomorrow. The Alex Thompson, Jake Tapper book, with interviews with 200-some people. And a lot of people who've read the book, including those who still are sympathetic to Biden. This is before the cancer diagnosis, who had a chance to read the book and said, this is incredibly damning on his capability and the lies that this country was told. If you listen to this show with any regularity, you know I'm not a big Donald Trump supporter. That is correct. But Joe Biden, to me, it seemed apparent, was it late in 21, was it early in 22, that he had changed dramatically and it was only getting worse and he was hid and people were telling us repeatedly, he's fine, you should see him behind the scenes. But then when you would see him in public, he would struggle mightily. Guess what else happened on Friday night? Axios gets record of part of Robert Hur, the special prosecutor who was interviewing Joe Biden on classified documents with him. And Joe Biden is very confused. He's very confused on when Beau died, his son. He's confused on when he left the White House. He's confused on when Donald Trump took over. It was sad and concerning. It was sad listening to the fact that age is going to grab all of us in some way. And it clearly was grabbing Joe Biden at different times. And I don't doubt that there were certain days when he was still sharp. How many days were there where you would assume the president would appear and he didn't appear? How many days were there when he looked lost and was confused? And so when the timing came out yesterday, this is from me, a guy who is not a conspiracy guy, who isn't, I go along with the government. This is a person that just laid out again how I thought he wasn't up for the job for years. And I thought about the timing. And I didn't want to be that individual who a cancer diagnosis happens. And a part of me wonders about the timing. By the way, it's more than just, I've always hated Joe Biden. I always thought he was corrupt. I always thought he led this country the wrong way. There are other people who also have raised the idea, this timing, Then you get to the medical part of it. And I read comments from double figures of urologists on this particular diagnosis. Watch someone on TV, but today, I didn't see it live because I don't watch Morning Joe. I don't know if I've watched 2 minutes of MSNBC this year. It's just not in my rotation. I know what I'm getting with MSNBC. I know what I'm getting with Fox, okay? But they had Rahm Emanuel's brother on. Rahm Emanuel, okay? About as lefty as it gets. Dr. Ezekiel Emanuel, who is a highly regarded urologist, in breaking this down. And a key part of this is the PSA, where a lot of men, if they get to what age? Is it maybe 40? Start getting a PSA number. But then for a lot of people, for a lot of doctors, they make a decision because prostate cancer is borderline inevitable for people when they get to 70 or 75 or 80, that some doctors don't give the PSA test. Now, this isn't your typical human being. This is the most important person in the world while he's president, the commander-in-chief, the president of the United States, Joe Biden. The PSA test was given to Barack Obama, a younger man. The PSA test was given to George W. Bush, a younger man. Dr. Emanuel, again, the brother of Rahm Emanuel, saying that if it's metastasized to this point, he's had this type of cancer for years and years and years. And Dr. Emanuel is saying, he even admitted himself, he's one who doesn't always give the PSA tests to clients later. But it seems to me, and again, I'm just consuming doctors who know this 1,000% better than me, that if you're the president of the United States and your health is being questioned, isn't this a point where your doctor, maybe your longtime doctor or your doctor at the White House would say, we're going to take a look at this PSA test in case something stands out even more? Dr. Emanuel said, those individuals who are diagnosed at this level of this type of cancer, 7% of them are diagnosed at this level of advanced and this aggressive form. It's only 7% because more often than not, people have been getting the PSA test and any other blood work, and it's been diagnosed sooner. So I'll admit again, do I want to be the person who thinks, did they release this to push back against the Tapper and Thompson book, to push back at the Robert Herr audio? Because I don't buy everything is done with this method and coordination. But here's my problem with that. The Biden administration was lying to me and lying to all of us for years about Joe Biden's health and capability. Just a fact. So if you're automatically thinking everybody's horrible if they bring that up, I think you're wrong. There is no definitive answer right now. I don't know. If they would not have been lying throughout almost the entirety of his presidency, this wouldn't cross my mind at all. They created this situation. And here's another part of the conversation. I don't believe now, going forward, that we can't talk at all about Jake Tapper Alex Thompson's book and the other books because he has cancer. I think you have to show respect. You have to show deference. You have to wish Joe Biden only the best. Hope he lives 10, 15, 20 more healthy years. But you're still allowed to consume information if the president was capable of the job with due information out there from credible reporters. That's how we feel about it. We're in a position right now where the texts don't work, although maybe they're working now. Well, you could try to send a text and agree or disagree with anything I just said. Give it a try. 651-461-9226. Among the callers who called in, individual who battled prostate cancer and talked about how in most cases they stopped giving the PSA after 80. Some people stopped giving it after 70. I get that. Dr. Emanuel, who I didn't see alive, but I then watched the interview, he talked about how he rarely gives it to patients after the age of 70. So if you're in the category saying, well, this is how it happened, and you're pushing back on any people believe the timing was a part of it, that's valid. I just think for the presidency of the United States of America, even going back to when he was the vice president, we're not giving a PSA. Now, there are doctors who would say, I don't do it, because by that point, high percentage of men have prostate cancer, and we might follow treatment where at this age, it's not worth it. They created the situation of suspicion from rational individuals by not telling us the truth about his condition
during the presidency.
For the haters, they're going to hate no matter what, but they put this in play for others who are wondering about this curious timing. Chips, early next hour. Linda's construction timers for me to stop talking. It's time for you to get impact-resistant GAF asphalt shingles and receive 75% off installation labor through the end of this month.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.